very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is 12-12-2023, Tuesday class. We will be continuing our sharing from this book, the wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta. We are at page 495. Okay, as usual, let us gather and we shall have the physical puja. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, Siddha, Virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo Bhansi Sijya Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Sijya Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Sijya Moni Fo. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Milafo. Namo Milafo. Namo Milafo. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Dijangwa Pusa. Namo Dijangwa Pusa. Namo Dijangwa Pusa. Namo Bho Pusa. Namo Bho Pusa. Namo Bho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava. Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swagato Bhagavata Dhammo. Dhammang namassami. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasaṅgho saṅghaṁ namāmi. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya majjhapamatatana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Okay, here you can miss it. Turn to page 3 of the chanting book. We shall continue our chanting from Padipa Puja onward. Ganna sarappa dittena dittena tamatang sina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang. Ganda sambara yutena duktena hang sudang hina पूजाये पूजनीयं तं पूजाभजनमुत्तमं वर्णगन्धगुणोपेतं एतं कुसुमसन्तति पूजयामि मुनिन्दास श्रीपादसरोरुहे पूजयामि बुद्धं कुसुमेन नरेण पुण्येन मृतेन च भवतु मोकं पूपं मिलायति यथा इदा मे कायो तथा यति विनाशभावा आदिवासे तु नो वन्ते पानीयं परिकापितं अनुकम्पाम् उपादाय पातिगं हातु मोत्तमम् आदिवासे तु नो वन्ते पाले परिकापितं अनुकम्पाम् उपादाय पातिगं हातु मोत्तमम् आदिवासे तु नो वन्ते भोजनं परिकापितं अनुकम्पाम् उपादाय पातिगं हातु मोत्तमम्. Now let us chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the born free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculty of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become bhavas or powers. Sharing and transfer of merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Bhajan. Padam Bhajan. Dhammam Bhajan. Sanghang Pujim. Okay, I think you're okay, visitor. I almost forgot. I think Sister Joyce brought some of this painting from Asanachalo. You all can have a copy each if you want. He said it's for Kayamita and all to share. So there are quite a number of copies here. You all can have a look at this. You can take a shot of this. I think this one is painted by Ajahn Chah himself. Then he developed quite a bit of it for distribution, or to be given to his devotees and also for us Gayamita. Most of it is about lotus, I think. As usual, I think we can maybe off the light so that we can have our half an hour of awareness-based meditation. Just relax body and mind, maintain some form of awareness, then allow this awareness to stabilize. And for those who are already able to do that, you can actually silence your mind completely, then stay at the heart area and just let the nature develop the movement. We call the last support trust. Trust your nature to develop the meditative movement within. There is no more thought activity or interference from the thought process. The brain, the memory should be as quiet as it can be. So awareness-based meditation is very important. You can develop it. You can have the ability to understand your true mind when you just allow it to return to its natural state of inner awareness, inner mindfulness. Then you can realize your silent mind, which is your true mind. And this is also the mind that can meditate, as I sometimes we call it, a meditative mind. Okay, so I will let you meditate on your own. Then I will set the alarm for 30 minutes. Okay, slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Okay, now turn to page 6 of the chanting. We shall do the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chakravalisu Atra gacchantu devata Sadhammang Munirajasa Sunantu Sakkamokkhadang Dhammasavanankalo Ayam Dhammasavanankalo Ayam Padanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Itibbisso Bhagava Sammasambuddho Ijang Jagannatha Sudharo Lokavido Sattadeva Manusana Buddho Bhagavanti Swaka Santifico a carico e passeco o panarico pace a tanguedita po vino vini supati pano bacavato sauc sango Ujo pati pano bhagavato sauka sangho. Ilaya pati pano bhagavato sauka sangho. Sambhiji pati pano bhagavato sauka sangho. Yadhyam chattavi purisayukani. Atta purisa puga esa bhagavato sauvaka sangho ahuneyo lakineyo ajahikaryo anuttara punya eta loka sati Sadhu, okay, you can visit that. Just relax body and mind and maintain some of our attention. Then we shall commence with our sharing again. We are at page 495. At the last sentence. Okay, so I will read the Sutta part. It's a continuation from where we stopped. Just then, the Brahma heaven kings, means the kings of the Brahma realm, as well as the god Saka, means King Saka, the heavenly god of the 33, the realm of the Tavatinsa heaven, that they call it the 33 gods. Then they got the Chaku Maharaja, the four world protecting god king. Then they also have the god of the heaven of great comfort, as well as the ruler of Mahisura heaven and the other heavenly multitudes, all the other gods. Then with retinues numbering in billions, every heavenly king brought along a billion retainers, and they reverently placed their palms together and requested Sakyamuni Buddha to turn the Dhamma wheel. Means the devas, the god, make obeisance to the Buddha because they want him to proclaim or teach the wonderful Lotus Flower Sutta, Miao Fa Lian Hua Jing. So this is based on the sutta. Then the sutta continue. Is it? I then thought to myself, means Sakyamuni Buddha, since all the heavenly hosts had requested him to speak the Dhamma, then he contemplated it over once again. Then the Sutta said, were I to praise only the Buddha vehicle, means not, and not mention the other three vehicle beings sunk in suffering, with living beings that are caught in delusion, would think the Buddha Dhamma is so lofty and difficult. It takes three great Asankhya kalpas or aeons to become a Samasambuddha. There is a time duration taken by Sakyamuni Buddha. Then they would say, I could never do that. They would gaze at the great sea and heave a sigh. Here, sea They are referring to the Mahayana, the Mandarin explanation, Kuhai, the samsaric sea of birth and death, samsara. They would not want to study the Dhamma. There is no way I could ever learn something as great and profound and lofty as the Buddha Dhamma, they would think. So this is what Sakyamuni Buddha had in mind at that time. Actually, when you develop the understanding of the cultivation, it's always that to speak of the supreme vehicle, how he himself started and developed the cultivation until 3 3/4 Sankhyakappas later, then only he realized the full enlightenment. So if you straight away go into that teaching, I think most people cannot follow and they would have left because of what was told to them. That's why the expedient devices or the skillful means, the initial teaching, where we call it the handful of Li, means the Four Noble Truths and its three turning and all the other essential Dhamma that are more relevant and appropriate to let people develop the cultivation to realize the sainthood way. These are more appropriate. Go back to the sutta. Those who have never heard the sutta, take one look at the Dhamma Flower Sutta and think. It's so big. Two thick volumes. When will we ever finish listening to it? Do I really have that much time? And so they will not listen. But once you have got a bit of the flavor of the Buddha Dhamma, you will feel that the Dhamma is the most important thing in life. You will stand in the highest position. You will think, even if I do not have enough, do not have time to eat, wear clothes or sleep, I will certainly study the Buddha Dhamma. And whenever sutta are being lectured, you will go and listen. According to the rules in Buddhism, the lay people must go to Dhamma assembly. Dhamma assembly is being conducted within 40 miles of their region. Or this one is maybe according to Mahayana. Living beings are sunk in suffering. Then the next part of the sutta say, they would be unable to believe this Dhamma. Means because living beings are so deluded, they would not believe you when you speak the Buddha Vehicle or the Supreme Vehicle. Then according to the sutta, it mentioned they would slander it out of disbelief. Means they are not believing themselves is not important. But then they would run into, they would try to ruin the Dhamma. They would slander the Dhamma out of disbelief and thereby creating limitless. Here they use very severe word, create limitless and boundless coming offenses. Then the sutta say, if they do that, all will fall into the three evil rhymes or evil path. So one who slanders the wonderful Dhamma of the real teaching creates unbounded offenses and end up falling into the hell rhymes, into the animal rhymes, and the hungry ghost rhyme, means the three evil food state. They will end up like the mother of the Brahman woman in the Earth Store Bodhisattva Sutta. They will fall into the great hells. Luckily, the Brahman woman was a former incarnation of Utstal Bodhisattva, and the daughter was able to rescue her mother and gain rebirth for her in the heavens. We should each ask ourselves, can we be sure that our son or our daughter is a Utstal Bodhisattva or someone like him after we have died? Will they come and rescue us? There is no guarantee. And so, we should bring forth a heart of genuine faith in the Buddha Dharma. So, I remember in the early days, when you were cultivating, I think, a group of Dharma friends at that time, we all were in Brickfield Temple. So, some of them are married, you know. Then after they start to understand a bit of the Dhamma, they become different. They say, life is full of suffering, is it? Yeah. So, no point, is it? Give birth to so many, witnessing so much suffering. Then, one of the Kayamita, I think maybe quite serious, but we take it as a joke. He said, if ever they were to give birth again, it must be at least Arahant or Bodhisattva. Otherwise, no point. Suffer. So, based on this sutta, you can give birth to a child who is a Bodhisattva. Maybe no need to be Utstal Bodhisattva. Utstal Bodhisattva is to make sure you go down to hell. You will be safe. But the probability is there, although very slim. Yeah, every time they come and take birth to be what they call a living being, means you need to come with a form in mind. Understand not? So you definitely must have a parent, is that not? Yeah. So the mother that gave birth, because they also evolved through the Bodhisattva way, it may take aeons and aeons and aeons of birth and death. No? So out of that many, you may think, you sure got chance. If I give birth more, maybe one of them will be the one. But you must know, no? Every life they come, there are billions and billions and billions that are not like that one also come. Understand? So the probability is maybe one in don't know how many billion. No? So it's worse than actually striking the social welfare. No? The social welfare now, 7 digit or 8 digit. Maybe now 8 digit already, tens of millions. But that one is talking about 1 hour, billions and billions. So the probability is really, really as good as zero. But sometimes cultivation or Dhamma is not the way you think. The thought that actually use the rational thinking can never understand. That's why just now they say, if you, the Buddha were to start teaching the supreme vehicle, most of the living beings which are deluded, they will not even want to listen. It takes them so long. And they have to come life after life, you know, for aeons and aeons and aeons. You know. They say, no way. That's why the supreme vehicle or the ultimate teaching were not taught. So initially, what is being shared and taught is just the essential Dhamma, the essential teaching to develop the understanding of life leading to the realization of the sainthood way. And that is just to actually prepare them to receive the the higher teaching later on. You must make the child interested in study first before you can teach them. Then when you teach them something useful, which they find it useful and interesting, they will continue to come. Then when they are ready, you can develop the higher teachings understanding for them to develop your understanding to actually appreciate what this teaching is. So because of that, we need to develop this understanding. All this need causes and conditions. Means if you want to really have the causes and conditions to become maybe mother or parents or these great beings, you must have paramilitary. You don't think any Tom, Dick and Harry also can become parents. Just like I recall how I chose my present life parent. It's because in the past they did something. This parent, they didn't know who am I and what my nature was in the distant past. But they were sincere, kind and honest people. And they have goodness. They have what they call kindness, sincerity, generosity. And that time, that line, they don't know who am I. But because they had this genuine, what they call sincerity to help people, and they had this kindness and all those things, so they actually did certain thing that actually helped this nature. Then out of what they call gratitude, and also that understanding and that joy. So there were causes and conditions. That's why this nature at that time gave a pure wish and created the causes and conditions to take them across. So the best way and the easiest way is to let them become my parents, because they have this part of me. They are not the one that with negativity or mind state and all those things. So if they become my parent, they will develop a lot of parami, a lot of wholesomeness. Just they will take care of me, sacrifice and protect me, guide me, and provide for me, and develop all the wholesomeness as parent. Yeah. So because of that, when my nature receive all this, it will know what to do. And I will only need to invoke power of merits of what they have done for my nature, for my this segment of my segmented life, where I am the son and they are the parent. And when I invoke that merits, power of merits, for causes and conditions for them to have the causes and conditions to receive this teaching in the future whenever they have to come or they choose to come, this teaching will be there, and they will not have problem anymore. They will not get lost anymore. So all these are the possibility of causes and conditions. That's why if you want to understand this, you have to understand the Noble Eightfold Path. There is one path factor that people don't quite talk about it or understand how to use it. You know, out of the eight path factor, which is the one that actually can bring forth such condition? Anybody have any idea? Out of the Noble Eightfold Path, which one? Yeah? Right one. I told you all before, that right living or right livelihood, that is the one, understand? That's why you must have the Dhamma, you must have kindness, goodness, Then you may not know who you encounter, understand? It's just like how the mind reflect and contemplate. They always have this caution to cultivate on the way. He said, you must not create any offense or karmic offense towards any living being. You know why or not? Well, to them, they say, every living being is a potential Sammāsambuddha. So offending any living being is equivalent to offending a future Buddha. And that is as serious as that. So if you look at it from the other aspect, means not offending any living being means you develop wholesomeness and kindness towards them. That's why right living, right thought, right speech, right action, they are very important part of it. When you have them, you will know how to live life. Then you develop a lot of affinity and parami. Then you will reap a lot of wholesomeness. And such causes and condition is the one that can bring forth the possibility of you not only being parents of these great beings, you can also be their fellow cultivator, or maybe just like during the Buddha's time, the close disciple and the top 10 disciple, they have been cultivating together. It's paramita for very long. And many, many lives they have been siblings, parents, children, cousin, related somehow. So all this affinity, when you understand, it can be developed through one Noble Eightfold Path. Of course, you need right view. Then the most important one is the right thought, right speech, right action leading to the right living or right livelihood. So you take care of your life will be beautiful. So taking care of life means taking care of your karma, taking care of everything that can bring forth the coming offense. Is you must avoid all evil, do good, purify the mind, develop wholesomeness, follow the advice of the Buddha. So all these are connected. Yeah? So we go back to the sutta. That's why sometimes when you listen to sutta, you must listen with understanding. The meaning, the scope is very, very broad and very meaningful when you understand. Okay, so I continue. That's why Xuanhua also gave you a hint. After you die, will they come and rescue you, means your children? Because there is no guarantee, Xuanhua said. And so we should bring forth a heart of genuine faith in the Buddha Dhamma, means develop the understanding, the wholesomeness, and the appropriate causes and conditions for you to have the parami. Then the next part of the sutta says, it's better that I do not speak the Dhamma, means Supreme Vehicle Dhamma, Sakyamuni said. So the Buddha thought to himself, because living beings might slander the Dhamma and fall into the three evil paths, it would be better not to speak the wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta. But quickly, here they use the word enter into Nirvana. Nirvana cannot be entered into. Without Nirvana can only be realized. That cessation can only be realized by the form in mind. Whereas Sakyamuni Buddha say, he will go into Parinibbana. Here they use the word go to Nirvana. There is no such thing as go to Nirvana, where there is no one to go there. And the Nirvana is not a place, it's a cessation of form in mind. Then Of course, there is this thought, I will not remain in the world to turn the Dhammarupa. Okay, we go to the next part of the sutta. Then the Buddha said, I recall that the Buddha of the past, they also practice powerful expedient devices or skillful means. And as I now have obtained the power, it's fitting that I also teach the three vehicles. Is the provisional teaching leading to the ultimate teaching. So the three vehicle, of course, we also have our subdivision. They have the what they call sainthood way is the first vehicle. Then after the sainthood way is the Pacheka Buddhas. The Pacheka Buddha are the enlightened being that become enlightened when there is no Buddha Sasana. So the Pacheka Buddha vehicle is a second vehicle. Then the third vehicle is the supreme vehicle or what we call the Bodhisattva way. So these are the three vehicles referred to. But sometimes people confuse with our Buddhist tradition. They think Theravada, Mahayana, and Vajrayana. Or these three represent the three vehicles. No, these are subdivision. Then the next part of the sutta say, when I have been thinking thus, the Buddha of the 10 directions, they all appear. And with the Brahma sound, encourage me, saying, good indeed, O Sakyamuni, foremost guiding master, having attained the supreme Dhamma, you follow the precedence of all Buddhas to empower the power or expedient devices. We have all obtained as well. That foremost Dhamma was wonderful. For the various kinds of living beings, we discriminate and teach the three vehicles. Those of little wisdom who delight in lesser Dhamma would not believe that they could become Buddhas. That is why we use expedient means to discriminate and teach the various fruits, means the sainthood way. Although three vehicles are taught, it's only for the sake of the ultimate teaching of the Buddha vehicle or the Bodhisattva teaching. So for the sake of teaching, Bodhisattva to go the Bodhisattva way. Okay, then the outline we have is, I will just read through the summary of the outline. The idea to use the three vehicle in the way former Buddha has done to accord with what is appropriate. Then the teaching and the attainment. Then determining the appropriateness of the three vehicle. The small vehicle potential being praised by all Buddhas. Okay, now we go to the commentaries. So, commentary by Master Xuanhua. The sutta say, then I recall that the Buddha of the past means after a while, it occurred to Sakyamuni Buddha that all the Buddhas of the past, they had actually practice powerful expedients, means or devices, or is we call it skillful ways of teaching the initial provisional teaching. Then the sutta continue. Practice powerful expedients, and as I now have obtained the power, means the full enlightenment. It's fitting that I also teach the three vehicles, meaning I shall also bestow the provisional teaching for the sake of the real teaching and speak of the doctrine of the three vehicles. So these three vehicles, like I explained, the first one is the vehicle of the sainthood way, or they call it the sound hearer's teaching. is during the Buddha Sasana, when the Buddha is around, they actually proclaim the essential Dhamma, the Four Noble Truths and its three eternal. So when they did that, that is the handful of leaf that can lead to the sainthood way. Then after that, the other teaching is they call it the Pacheka Buddha's vehicle. Pacheka Buddha vehicle, because there is no sasana, there is no Four Noble Truth, there is no three turning of the Four Noble Truth. So because of that, it's very difficult for cultivator of the way during non-sasana to actually realize enlightenment. But according to the teaching, the body, the Pacheka vehicle, these are the cultivator of the way who actually became enlightened because they actually realized the dwelling, Paticchasamuppada. They come to know how they function as a human being, how this mundane mind develop the movement, and through that, they awaken. And so it seems under the Mahayana teaching, the Pacheka vehicle, there are two types of Pacheka Buddha. But sometimes you listen to the Theravada Sutta, you need to be careful. Well, in the early day, there are some Dharma friends who asked me, he said, Virtue, Virtue, you mean Pacheka Buddha, they call it the Silent Buddha. Huh? You all heard of this, huh? The Silent Buddha? Huh? Sina, you heard of this? Oh yeah, you heard it, right? They say they cannot teach you. You believe or not?
No.
Huh? You believe, huh?
No.
Definitely you won't believe that. Actually, the sainthood way people also, they can teach, but limited by what they understand. The Pacheka Buddha also can teach. But what they mean is, they cannot develop a sasana. There is no Buddha sasana for them. That's why they understand, they awaken. Then they can only teach you what they understand. That's it. Anasana. It doesn't mean that they cannot teach. Oh. So, under the Mahayana teaching, I think this Mahayana one, they have better understanding. They say there are two types of Pacheka Buddha. One is the Pacheka Buddha that is born during the Sasana. Then the other one is non-Sasana. I cannot remember what are the two Mandarin words they use. I forgot, right? There are two Mandarin words they use, Xianhua every time. He when he gave his lecture or teaching during that, I remember the year 86, 87 when he came over to Malaysia. Something like, Yan Jiao and Du Jiao, Yan Jue and 什么? 还有什么? 还有一个?
声闻言绝.
No, 声闻 is the sound hearer. 言绝, 言绝 is the dwelling one, condition arising one, means the Paticchasamuppada one. But within the 言绝, 因缘法, they got 独角 and 言角. I don't know whether it's 独角 or don't know what 角 already. They got explained the two types or not. They didn't. Huh? Then their manager leave it. Just Xianhua got mentioned, isn't it? When there is sasana, the Pacheka Buddha actually can teach. Because the teaching is there, the framework is there. But they are not like Samasamuddha. It's just like now during the sasana, where the teaching is there, then we come as Bodhisattva. We listen or we came across the teaching, the moment we hear, we already have the understanding of what this thing is really. Because this is the summary. And we understand, like what I explained to you in the year 1971, the moment I read the Four Noble Truths, I don't need anybody to teach me or explain to me. Straight away, my nature rejoiced and said, this is it, no need to search. I said, nobody in this universe, especially 2600 years ago, can develop the understanding of this type of enlightenment and summarize all of the understanding into just Four Noble Truths, which is the essence of the Buddha's teaching. Well, all of the teaching that you need to understand, the secret of life, both the mundane and the supramundane, they are all there, summarized so beautifully into just Four Noble Truths. So at that time, I remember my teacher also said, if I were to realize that type of awakening or enlightenment at that time, I cannot summarize it into just so unique and so beautifully the Four Noble Truths, no way. So this is what that teaching is. So the provisional teaching, although it doesn't explain the Bodhisattva way, but it is the essential Dhamma that one needs to awaken and to realize the enlightenment. And this Four Noble Truths, three turning, that provisional teaching is so much easier than the dwelling. The dwelling, you really need to have a lot of mindfulness to see it, to develop the understanding of it. Whereas through the Four Noble Truths, you don't really need that type of intensity of mindfulness, stability of mindfulness. That's why you only need to reflect, contemplate the first, second turning, then maybe a bit of the third turning. You can awaken already. Because teaching it through the Four Noble Truths and its three turning, that one is so much easier to understand than going into the sophisticated Paticchasamuppada. So all this, later on, as you develop the cultivation, the perfection, you can understand. Okay, we go back to the sutta. I should also bestow the provisional teaching for the sake of the real teaching and speak of the doctrine of the three vehicle. So just now we were here, so we will continue. When I have been thinking thus, the Buddha of the Ten Directions all appear. This part is not in the Theravada Sutta. The Theravada Sutta just mentioned when Sakyamuni Buddha, after his enlightenment, he reflected and he was reluctant to actually share what he understood with the world, where he knew is completely opposite of what living being can understand. Then according to Theravada Sutta, there is a Brahma. This Brahma, I forgot the name. Was it Sahampati? I forgot already. Never mind, there is a name. This Brahma can read the Buddha's mind at that time. Then he came down and paid respect, then spoke to the Buddha. He said, there are some with little dust in their mind who can understand you. So because of that, the Buddha actually contemplated, reflected. Then from there, he recorded two teachers, Alara Udaka. If they are still around, then yes, the little dust, they can awaken. But both also passed away already. One of them passed away 1 week earlier. There is another one 1 day ago. So both also not around to receive. Then he surveyed the world and located the five ascetics. And then he knew this five ascetics, which was with him during the early days of the cultivation, they will understand if he were to teach them or proclaim the vulnerable to him, and his tree turning to them. That's why he went there. He straight away delivered the first sermon, the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, the first turning of the Dhamma wheel of the Four Noble Truth and its returning. Then after that, he followed by Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, all five become Arahant. But according to Mahayana Sutta, means the Lotus Flower Sutta, before the Brahma actually arise, all the Buddhas of the Ten Directions, they already appear. And with the Brahma sound, encourage Sakyamuni by saying, they use the clear, pure Buddha sound to encourage me. They chanted. Oh, here they use the word chat. They chatted with me. Saying, good indeed, O Sakyamuni. Means very fine, Sakyamuni. Foremost guiding master. You are really the wisest, the number one teacher in this universe. So having attained the supreme Dhamma, means after you have obtained the supreme wonderful Dhamma, and what is more, you follow the precedence of all Buddhas to employ or employ the power of expedient devices. So they tell him, you can follow the example of all the Buddhas of the Ten Directions in using the provisional or expedient devices to teach the initial provisional teaching. Then the sutta continues. We have all obtained as well that foremost Dhamma, most wonderful, for the various kind of living beings. We are living beings of many types. However, we discriminate and teach the three vehicles. So these three are the sound hearer, they call it the sainthood way, sainthood way vehicle, and the Pajika Buddha vehicle. So Pajika, they awaken to the 12 limb, Patisa Samopada. That's why they call it the Sunwen sound hearer, then the Yuan Jie. Yuan Jie means they become enlightened due to understanding the Yin Yan Fa, Si Er Yin Yan Fa. The 12 link of the Paticca Samuppada. So you follow the example of the Buddhas in the Ten Directions using the provisional or expedient devices teaching before teaching the Supreme Vehicle. Then, we were further down. We discriminate and teach the three vehicles. So because living beings differ in the potential to receive the teaching, so Sakyamuni Buddha was told they established the various provisional teachings or devices, expedient devices, separately teaching the great and the small vehicle, teaching the sound hearer, the hearer vehicle means this one is the Sunwen. Then the conditioned enlightened one vehicle are the Yuan Jiao. Yuan Jue. Then the Du Jiao and Yuan Jiao, correct. Means the two type of Pajika Buddha, Yuan Jiao means they during the sasana they heard the teaching of the Yin Yan Fa. The other one, Du Jiao, means they didn't hear, they realized themselves. They do not have the disposition. Those of little wisdom who delight in lesser Dhamma. Means these are more stupid people who have less wisdom. And so they like the lesser Dhamma. They do not have the disposition for great teachings. They are like children who can only play with toys. If you give them something too big, they cannot play with it. You can only teach the small vehicle teaching to small vehicle people. If you try to teach them the great vehicle or supreme teaching, they just got all confused. They do not understand it. So this is the commentary by Shenhua. Then the sutta continued. They would not believe that they could become Buddha. So this is where the thought come in, like I explained the other Devi, I think Chin Hao and Song Emmanuel, they all, people who use the thought, the mundane mind, they always create the fear and the worry. Wow, the Bodhisattva way, take eons and eons, you think you can. So this one all come from the mundane mind, the thought process. So forget about the thought. When you cultivate, develop the three type of important quality. Develop the faith, sincerity, then persevere. Do not allow the thought to come in and intervene and create all this deluded thinking or unnecessary fear, worry, anxiety. These are all wrong thoughts conditioned by delusion. They do not have the disposition for great dhamma, for great teaching. So because of that, you can only teach them the small vehicle teaching. If you try to teach them the great vehicle teaching, they just get all confused. They do not understand. Yeah. Then the next part of the sutta says, they would not believe that they could become Buddhas. Yeah. Why do they delight in lesser vehicle and fail to understand the great Dhamma, Shenhua asks? It is because they do not believe that they can become Buddha. That one is what the thoughts say. I try to explain this. Then the sutta says that is why we use expedient ways or means, the provisional Dhammadhamma, to discriminate and teach the various fruits. Is speaking of the first, second, third, and fourth fruits of Arahant, means the sainthood way. First stage of sainthood, second stage of sainthood, third stage, and fourth stage, which is the Arahantship. Although the three vehicles are taught, it is only for the sake of teaching bodhisattvas. So, in actuality, according to Shenhua, the three vehicles, all the combined provisional and ultimate teachings, they are only taught to teach and transform bodhisattvas finally, to lead them to cultivate the Dhamma door of the one Buddha vehicle or the supreme vehicle. Okay, yeah, continue, move up. Oh, next part of the sutta already. Okay. What's the time? Oh, maybe we can stop now. We are at page 499. Okay, we shall now continue with the second section, which is meditation reporting, followed by Q&A or Dhamma sharing. So today, as we all have understood last Sunday, where we didn't finish with what Song was sharing. So tonight, I think he, the song will continue from where he stopped. He said he has still some more to report. Now we call upon the song. Yeah, so that.
Brother, Mr. Steele, all coming down, 晚上好. Brother, I will continue to share Cameron Retreat, the experience. Then 就又有一天的早上, after 那个 meditation 了出来了以后，我整个人的很 stable, 很 silent 的，就你会 stay 在你那个 awareness stay 在你的 heart 的 area，and then 你可以 aware 到你这边很像有一个白光这样子，有一个白色的光就 stay 在这个 heart 的 area。 Then that day 就整天呢，你会觉得很 calm, 很 peace. Then whatever 你就一直 the whole day 就 stay 在这个 heart 的 area. Then during lunch hour 的时候，as usual，大家会一边吃饭一边讲话。And then during that time 哦，我会看到你会 aware 到你的那个 thought 要 respond 的那个
对对
thought，
对，刷掉，
哎，你先看到
呀
，like
呀呀，
他的 answering 会先出
对
来，
对对对对
那你看到了你会想，诶，这个 answer 是 useless 的，
呀
哎，你
呀
就
呀
不要去，哦，你就不要 speak out，
呀呀，呀，刷掉
哦。
啊，
哎，我觉得，哎，这么这样奇怪的那个，哦，你可以先看到那个
呀呀呀
answer，
呀呀，
哦，就是 actually 那个就是你每一次的 habitual 的
对
那
对
种
对，那个
讲
tendency
话，
啊，
对，那种讲
对
话的
啊
tendency，
啊。
所以你可以就是choose like 不要去 reply，
对对
哦，
对对，
然后到了傍晚吃 dinner 的时候也是一样，大家一边吃一边讲话，连那个 answering 你也是可以先看到那
对
个
对对，
answering 出来。
刷掉刷掉，
哦，那就是 the whole day，哇，就 maintain 在那个 mindfulness 的那种 stage 哦
对对，
，especially
刷
就
掉，
很 stable 的，就 stay 在那个 heart
对
的这个
对对
area，
对，
你整个人就很像是away 在这一
呀
边，
呀呀。
哦from 这一边哎呦，我也不好讲，就是在这一
算
边
了
that day
，OK，我 explain 这个 fast and vicious circle. I remember in the early day, I also went through that. You see, when your mindfulness develop until it's so stable, then that nature inside there is, like for the first time in your life, it is so aware. Then that clarity of awareness and mindfulness, enable you to actually see how your mind about to move already. It's like what song say, actually these are your habitual reaction and tendency. But to see that is really very good. If your mindfulness is not stable, it's like you become very mechanical. Actually that thing really condition you, stir you also do. But when you have the mindfulness, you can see it on. Like what here, then the nature can know, well, now you have the Dhamma, whether this is appropriate or not appropriate, whether it has deviated from the Noble Eightfold Path cultivation or not, it will know it. Then sometime later on, as you develop all this understanding, especially later on when you come out to like develop the sharing and all those things, or you try to like enter into discussion with people or even proclaim the teachings or share the teaching. Somehow it's like what they call the second right effort. You can prevent the arising of the unwholesome thought. Based the wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, and the wrong way of doing things. All is aware one. Then it cannot arise on. Then the other one is later on, as you develop more understanding of the teaching and all those things, sometimes when you move to certain like teaching, you want to share that part of the teaching, but then the nature will alert you or not. Under that circumstances, that condition is not appropriate or not, and you know one, maybe somebody got karmic thing or what. Then you won't say or no. Then you say, never mind, forget about it. Then you continue with the other. So this understanding comes from the awareness nature. And the awareness nature actually can see on all this. That's why later on, it's like in the, what they call, Abhijja Sutta, after step five, Sati Sampajana, the what they call sense restraint, become automatic one. After this phase, you go through your stability or understanding, you will go through this phase for a while. Then after that, the sense restraint like automatic one. You cannot break already the five precepts and all those things and all the other things because you can see them. You are aware of them. And you know it's not worthwhile. Then later on, a lot of things, you experience in life, like in the early days, you know, most people selfish,
They got something they don't want, like tissue paper, what they just throw. Then sometimes miss the target also, they don't care, they walk away. After you go through this transformation, understanding, when you have sense, you cannot do all those things already. You will go and pick it up and put it back properly. Then you cannot do all those funny things that people used to do in the past. Even you yourself, before you had the understanding, you used to do all the shortcut way on. But you can see very clearly the negativity of mental intention behind. That's why the sense restraint part, the step six, the sense restraint, that will automatically come out or no. So that is a phase you will also go through. But after that, you have to learn how to develop the Noble Eightfold Path factor of right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, and the four right effort. That one, you have to develop it until you are able to have the understanding of what constitute right thought, right speech, and right action, and also the right way to live your life, right life. That's why this Noble Eightfold Path cultivation, this phase, from step six to step seven, means after sense restraint, means not long after this, you will have this mindfulness to allow you to see until so clear that your sense restraint is automatic already. After that, you cannot do thing, you cannot do the wrong thing with a conscious thought already. Cannot already. 你不能做了的. It's like you cannot do already. Even people ask you to lie or you want to lie, you cannot lie already. You will speak the truth. It's like that one. And then after this phase, the cultivation of the three type of right conduct, right speech, right action, and right thought, not easy or no. This one I remember, it took me quite a while. When I was in Japan, I actually perfected it when I was there, because I need to like develop the understanding of all this right thought, right speech, right action, and even right livelihood, right living. I need to understand what this thing is, no? Otherwise, I cannot have the embodiment of that right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood to live it until it become a living reality. So that time I remember I contemplated. That's why I realized the teaching in the Theravada, the four Brahma Vihara state, these are not the only right thought. No? There are a lot of virtuous thought which are all right thought. The wholesome thought. Without greed, hatred, and delusion, which I have shared with you all before. Your sincerity, your honesty, then all of your kindness, humility, gentleness, politeness, and also sincerity. Then they have all this, what they call, all the various type of virtue, that will enhance you. And even like gratitude, humility, love, compassion, or you can expand on it one, no? And you can develop that one, you can radiate it out one, no? And that mind state become very beautiful one, no? Then that time you realize, you are able not only to understand what these right thoughts are all about, no? It actually give rise to all the understanding from right view, no? That's why I say, without right view, there can be no genuine wisdom. You must have right view to develop the genuine wisdom. Then, without understanding the real wisdom, you cannot have wholesomeness on. You cannot have all the right thought, right speech, right action, and all those things. Yeah, that's why I use that word, you remember? True virtue need wisdom. Understand not? Without wisdom, it's good according to you. Understand not? Because too good. Understand not? Too good according to who? You never ask. But when there is wisdom, naturally you know that is good already.
Well, wisdom is the one that defines whether it's wholesome or unwholesome, good or bad. If it's without wisdom, the evil roots are there. Understand now? So all these become like automatic one. Automatic one. Then your cultivation, it will take you to another level. Then later on, you will also contemplate and reflect now. What constitutes this type of so-called right speech according to noble eightfold path, no? Not according to what the text say, you know. It's no more like last time they always share with you the four type of wrong speech. You remember? The first one is telling lie, okay? Wrong speech. Then harsh speech. Then frivolous speech. Then backbiting. Okay? They only talk about this four. No? But actually, right speech is way beyond this four. No? These four are wrong speech only, you know, understand? No? So whatever speech you arise, if it can bring about harmony, goodness, and understanding to help people, these are all right speech. Understand? That's like kind, gentle, and appropriate speeches that bring about harmony, that brings about understanding, love, and like useful, appropriate. Then you on your own, you will see all this and understand all this and know how to refine on all this. Then every time you go into life, you will develop all the understanding to actually come out with all this appropriate speech. Then you appreciate words which can be very beautiful one. No? Like I used to like sometimes I share it in the WhatsApp also. I forgot the English word. Like when people, in a way, they are sincere and genuine. They really want to. I mean, the word praise is actually a very strong word. They actually want to develop the gratitude and they rejoice. Then they like say a lot of good things about you. Understand? I remember I used the word, thank you for your kind words. Kind words. Means you actually meant good. But it's not really praise you, you know. It's like expressing in a way that they are expressing their gratitude and they rejoice with your ability to understand all this and teach and share all this. You understand? It's not like somebody praise you. Wow, you're very good. It's no more like that. One. And you will know it. Then you will know how to come out with a word and respond. Rejoice with your wholesomeness. Rejoice with your good understanding. That's why all this, they will come. So noble eightfold path cultivation, that's why if you don't bring forth this condition, I cannot elaborate and express. Well, I did this long time ago. Long time ago, the noble eightfold path. That's why when I teach you all the Dhamma, the right thought, right speech, right action, I teach the other way around through understanding. I always want you all to understand what is wrong thought. That one more important. How to recognize wrong thought? So the two very important sharing, you remember? The first one, I say, whenever you are not peaceful and not happy, the evil roots are there. The wrong thought are there. Okay? Then the second one is to actually awaken the cultivator all the way. What are wrong thoughts? You have to understand what are wrong thoughts. These are very important. These are like the four types of wrong speech. What are they? So wrong thoughts are thoughts that condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation, your selfishness, your craving, your possessiveness, your whatever negativity, your mind state. All these are wrong thoughts. So when you understand this, that's why you will understand what the wise ones say, like what I share with you. Whenever you are not happy and not peaceful. The evil roots are there. Not happy, not peaceful means what? The wrong thought is there. Very evil condition, your sorrow, lamentation, unhappiness, fear, worry, anxiety. All these are the result of wrong thought. So when you understand these are wrong thoughts, the moment they arise, you aware or not. Then whenever you are moody or not happy, not peaceful, you also aware or not. Then that sensitivity becomes so stable because your awareness has developed. Then later on, you cannot like go back to the old way where your slight dislike, the subtle craving, the movement, inside there so sensitive, you cannot do that already or not. But you can feel it, understand? Or? So all this is what the cultivation is all about. When you go through that type of cultivation, your understanding becomes so different. No? Then that time, you will like cultivate the third right effort. The right thought that are still not in you or not, not with you. You will know how to go and develop it or not. Like gratitude, sincerity, kindness, pleasantness, gentleness, all this goodness. You will know how to go and develop it or not. Then all the appropriate speech, how can I help you? Yeah, how are you? Then all of the refinement of speech, you will know how to go and develop it or not. Yeah. So that is the third and fourth right effort. The third one is right effort to cultivate the wholesome right thought, right speech, right action that are still not with you. Then after that, the fourth right effort is to refine upon all this that you have developed until it becomes a part of you. So that cultivation, Noble Eightfold Path, come after what you went through. After your mindfulness developed that ability to see. Actually, you reminded me that this is what will happen. What? Then you cannot do already or not. It cannot become like transgression. No? It cannot come out. Because you can see, and these are not appropriate. Yeah. That's why the sense restraint, from there, it will be developed. Then after that, you will go to the next step 7, which is to develop the three type of right conduct. The right thought has to be right. Automatically, you go there and do one. No? The time when I cultivate this, I haven't read the Abhijja Sutta. I didn't know there was an Abhijja Sutta until we did the website. That's a very funny one. When we did the website in 2016, I think beginning of 2017, when Jin Hao and the sister, they all came. I remember, that is the first time I was asked to do a write-up for a website. You know? I haven't written this before. I don't even know what this thing is. You know? Then that brother Lau, very kind of him, I said, what is it that you want me to write? He said, anything about your website. Then luckily he gave me the title, no, about and what the skeleton heading, or activity. Then only I know what he wants. No. About me. About me, about how I want to set up this website. Oh, that's why I write about the Kayamita ship and the attribute of Kayamita, all those things, and how all this relates to the Buddha's teaching, and how I came out with the three conditions. So all this is one that understanding will unfold. Then later on, I remember, how did I come to the website? There is something that I want to tell you about. The Abhijja Sutta, yes. You know what happened? While I was doing this, I suddenly clicked on the Google. Then I was looking for something else, actually. Then suddenly, this Abhijja Sutta just come out. I saw, how come got such sutta? I said, I never heard people talk about it before.
So I click on it. Oh. Wow, then the moment the thing came out, I straight away when I read, I understood the whole thing. That's why I put it into the website after that. Otherwise, the Abhijaya Sutta won't go in. Oh. That's why a lot of things, when the time comes, it meant to be, it will surface. It will surface. Even the other day, we went for supper, I think. I think I shared with you all how in the early days, before I even have the ability to own a house or what. At that time, I just graduated. Then the condition was such, my wife and we decide to have our engagement, then our what they call wedding. Wedding. So I remember it was June, convocation time. We decide to have our registration. Then after that, we fix the date for marriage. Well, after registration, technically you already married. And you know what happened? At that time, I just graduated, I just came out and worked for a few months only. Where can I afford a house? I don't have a house, I don't have any. But I don't have this worry or no fear, like people would think, no. Hey, you want to get married and you start family, you don't have anything. No. But very funny, the thing just come on. No. So I remember we're supposed to be like officially have our weddings celebration. Means I remember is December. Actually, it's my wife's birthday at that time. Then I supposed to come down to KL, no, and start work with JKR. The moment I came down, I was that weekend before I start work, I was at the house of the parents' house, my in-law. You remember I told you? My father-in-law came in and passed me one ticket, no, lottery ticket. No. He said, I struck. So I thought, 4 digit, all the 7 digit correct one. So I asked him, real one. Hey, you say real one? He said, got like that one. I said, got such thing I can strike one. 7 digit first prize. That's how after that, they immediately bought a house and I got to stay in that house. Of course, I ran from them. So the house come on now. What I want to tell you is when you go the Dhamma way, and when you have the Paramiya, whatever that is meant to be, it will manifest. Or it will manifest. That's why I told you the time come, Kuan Yin will come, the teacher will come, the guide will come, the book will come. Then, when 208, my dream, when the message come, everything just happened. That's why I say, if you let you plan also, you cannot plan nothing. There is no way. Everything perfect will fall into place. That's why condition Dhamma is like that. Where you have the understanding, the wisdom, and the perfection, and the cultivation, we call it the Parami. When you have the Parami, everything go your way. That's why all this cultivation, it come by itself. You can read all the sutta and all the book. Where God explain how all this cultivation come about and how the transformation, the awakening. I can't find it any of this book. But a lot of theoretical dhamma, yes. A lot of teaching, but not much explanation on it. That's why I realize a complete opposite. So what you actually share was very good. It brings forth the condition for me to go into all this. Well, this thing, when it happened, it was 1989 until 92, I think. So I was developing all this cultivation. That's why after the glimpse, 89, then after the Monday mind collapse, the what they call 9 months later. Then after that, I continue to cultivate the awareness nature is like, then I continue to contemplate, I continue to reflect. Then a lot of things happen to me, you know, the brain there, the consciousness, the awareness, the true mind, the mundane mind, the nature, everything. A lot of things happen, you know. That's why at that time I can only hint to you, you know. Unless there are causes and conditions, there are a lot more things that my nature understands, which I can't share unless there is causes and conditions. Then, over the years, a lot of these causes and conditions just arise. That's why you all also start to realize the last few years, the sharing and the teaching is so different. Especially after the Heart Sutta, after the Bodhisattva way start, the higher teaching start, all the sharing has transformed. Where Kayamita force also move. A lot of Kayamita can understand already. Then all the causes and conditions, the appropriate understanding, the timing all. That's why we go into the Lotus Flower Sutta, the wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta, is actually meant for you to understand. Yet in this Lotus Sutta, it's explained how all the teaching come about. That's why I reflect back after 1989, I also was like the Buddha. I said, how to teach? How to share all this? What I have understood and realized is complete opposite of what the Buddhist community were doing. Were actually sharing and all those things. So there is no way they can understand one. That's why at that time, I also don't have anything to like guide me or what. So what I can only develop is from my past, my parami. For me, no condition, nothing happen. That's why I can just let it be one. I no need to like wait for people to come and tell me. Or, no. It just, for 15 years, I didn't do anything. 89 to 204 until you judge me. Causes and conditions, they must arise. Yeah, for me, my nature is like that. Without causes and conditions, nothing happens. Even you know me, also know yourself. If there is no causes and conditions, nothing will flow on. Sometimes I can't even share the Dhamma with my close friend or even my parents, or but there is no condition. No matter how, it cannot come out. But when there is condition, people I don't know also it will come out. It will manifest. So this is what the cultivation is. When you are on the right path, cultivating correctly, all this manifestation is very beautiful, like Po Ching come to know. It can be explained and shared in such a manner that all those who did it correctly and go through, they will realize or experience similar understanding. The transformation of it is around there. Cannot run on. It's not like something where very different one. No such thing one. That's why I used to I remember in the early day I shared with some of the Kayamita. I say, this one is not like something where you like, it's just like a lot of people, they scared when you share and teach what you know, then people learn, then people make use of it and progress and become better. There is no such thing. As far as Dhamma is concerned, unless your past is very fantastic, and then different. Otherwise, like I explained, do you know to catch up with what I understand? You need to go through a lot of transformation and all things. Like I told you, 89, you can reach even that stage when I connect and develop the ability to trigger off the collapse of the mundane mind. That phase is not easy, really. Then after that phase, now almost 30 over years already. I think 34 years already. So much thing has changed and transformed inside there. You know? And a lot of things that gone through, only my nature that go through can understand. You know?
Therefore, you all cultivate depend on your individual and your path. As you reach that stage, when you share or when you actually ask me question or what, then when the cause of incarnation is there, then my nature can recollect and recall. Then it can come out. That's why it's from here. One. Here, you know you have means you have. You don't have means you don't have. That's why from here, it will come out. Then when it come out, not only I realize that, a lot of cultivators all the way also realize that what I explain is actually what they have gone through, and that is what they need at that time. Then later on, as they progress, they realize everything is just the way it is, fall into place. So, sadhu to you. So, okay, you can continue.
After Cameron, 了过后，我会把六甲去 take care 我的 mother during the 1.5 month. Actually, 我就是在 go through 这个 case, go through 那个 step 六跟 step 七, but not stable yet. But brother, 刚才你一 share 的时候，我就明白你在讲什么了。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe 那个我们 下一个 section 我们再 talk about that 那个 part.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay, 然后过后 就有一天早上，我去大雄宝殿 pay respect
啊，好，
说我就站在那个普贤菩萨的前面，好 pay 了 respect， 我这样站住看着他，等我的里面突然间喊师傅，
哇塞，
哦，里面就喊一句师傅，等我过后我就没有去理他。After few days 了，我整有一天我整个 realize 师傅的这个 meaning， 因为我整个那个时候，我突然间我 understand 这个师傅是两个 word combined 的，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
一个是老师，
yeah, yeah.
一个是父亲，
父亲 yeah.
哦，所以我才知道哦 ，no wonder 他普贤菩萨跟我很有 affinity， 就是以前他也是我的老师，
呀、yeah, ，也是你的父亲，
呀， yeah, 也很像父亲这样， yeah. 所以我们华文有一句话说，一日为师，
终
身
为
父。
Yeah,
那个时候我整个人 realize 了以后，
啊、
我就是一直到，不然就以前你是讲啊，普贤菩萨跟我有很 deep affinity， 但我不明白。
Otherwise you cannot manifest what happened at the 峨眉山 there。Wow, the way the tears come out, the way you actually sob down there, that one is very clear cut one, very clear cut.
所以那个时候我才明白，哦，不是就你以前讲的哦，
yeah, yeah,
我跟他很 deep 的 affinity，
yeah, yeah,
我都不觉得。Until like 这一次我在 Cameroon， 当我一了解这个师父的这个 meaning 以后，我才知道，哇，我真的是跟他有很
deep 的一
个 affinity 哦。
That's why all this will manifest. Then when you come again and cultivate, then when the causes and conditions are there, it will manifest. That's why all the spiritual trip and all those things, and if I don't get it wrong, I think our May, the Wutaisan, I think there are some Kayamita who has affinity with Wen Su Fusa. Wen Su Fusa actually also a very unique being. And that way place, Wutaisan there, before you arrive, you know, I remember that time, the bus, about I think easily half an hour before we arrive. It could be maybe 20 or 30 kilometers away. Suddenly, my nature felt the energy, you know, very strong. Then I told the whole bus, the Kayamita who went with me, I said, silence your mind, don't do anything. Relax, maintain everyone inside. Then the whole way place, the whole of Wutaisan, that energy is there. Oh, very strong, that wisdom energy, very strong. That's why that place is very unique. But the monastery are nothing fantastic, nothing fantastic. They are normal monastery. But what is important is Wen Su Manjusri's nature's energy is there. Very strong, very strong. So what happened is, I remember when I was there, but now over the years, I don't know what happened. Because When I was there, one of the monastery was under major renovation. Major renovation and enhancement. That one is, I think, on the mountain there. I forgot which one. There are five, Wutai. One in the center, then four in all the east, west, north, south, the four direction. So a lot of these things, when the causes and conditions is that it's meant to be, the sign will come, the condition will come, then my nature will know, then we have to go. Like this Wutai San, actually I don't want to go. I saw Mama Suri. I said, no, I've been there before. I said, unless there are causes. Then suddenly, I think, don't know, last month or 2 months ago maybe, suddenly one day I was at Mama Suri. Then I heard Mama Suri say, I think she discussed with somebody, I think about the Wutai San 3 or something. Then I asked her, I said, what is it? She said, Matthew, you say you are not leading, you don't have to go. So we organize our own, I said. Then I said, how many of you? Oh, he said, 不错,10多个了. Then I said, hey, then 我就问他, who are you? Then the moment she mentioned all this, these are all those who haven't been on. And they want to go. Then after that, I reflected, contemplated, then inside got a sign, you better lead in. I took power. Okay, I take you all there. Then, so happened, A'er also willing to organize. So everything may be meant to be. So it all into place. So we tentatively plan for May. May, I remember, is after May 10th, your Labor Day, you cannot go there. So the best is May 15 onward. We haven't really fixed that window, but it won't be too long. I think that place at the most is about 7 or 8 days only. Okay, you better continue. Yeah.
最后到了那个我们 recite 那个 Bodhisattva Vow 的时候，当我们在 recite 的时候，我听到 Brad 你在前面，哇，你的那个声音很 firm，哦，很哇，就是很 determined 的哦。我听到那个时候我们在 recite 的时候，那 at the same time 我也发现到，哎，怎么我自己那个声音也不一样的，很 determined 哦。 所以，当我念到了那个 additional wow 的时候，我看住那个 yellow card， 我的嘴巴也在念。At the same time， 那个南无普贤菩萨的这个佛号，不懂从哪里就这样子 appear 出来。哦，他 appear， 他念了三声，哦，就南无普贤菩萨念了三次。哎，我觉得很奇怪，我讲，哎，是我的 nature 出来吗？还是因为那个时候我的嘴巴是在 recite 那个 additional wow？哎，那个感觉很像那个佛号是从那个 yellow card arise 出来，就那个时候哇，我觉得哇，整个就很有的那个
faith,
very
because 你的 affinity with 普贤啊 is very unique, very unique. Otherwise 啊 ，that trip 啊 to 峨眉山啊 ，you won't manifest and behave like that one. You will sobbing, crying, no.And non-stop, even also look at you, came and talk to me. Brother Song, 是不是有问题? I said, 没事没事, I said, 前世因. Then after that, he go and look at you. Then he realized he also cried. Then he said, 没有理由啊, why tears came to him? Then he walk about 10, 20 meters away, stand there. Also the tear non-stop coming. Then he did not ask. He told a few kayameter. Then they say, is he one brother Chief? So when I went down, then only he came and talked to me. I say, yeah, from what he told me, I knew. I say, that's why there is condition for him to organize for us all the spiritual trip. Where he got affinity to. Otherwise, he won't be there. He won't be taking us around. He got parami to take us on this spiritual trip. That's why he and the wife, but he himself in particular, he has a lot of this type of affinity and karma. That's why all these people, when the causes and conditions are there, things will happen, then you will know. Like this yellow card on the manifestation or the ohawa, and when you down there, you heard the word sifu, sifu, and all this is from the past. Otherwise, you cannot manifest on. Your Erme Sunday is a very clear cut affinity, very, very clear. Then as you develop the cultivation, then when the cause and condition come, Pusian's nature will actually activate your nature. Then it will develop all the movement. Then all this for how are you better go and chant. You chant until it becomes a part of you. You're supposed to chant and like develop it into a additional miscellaneous vow to actually create very, very strong affinity with the great way, just like how I create with Kuan Yin. Then seek her guidance, blessing, and protection. And life after life, because of the affinity, the nature will protect your form and mind also. So all this is what understanding can let you develop that parami that can actually pave the way for you to move. Once this yellow card thing you understand and you have all this ability, you will progress very fast. Then after this life, you become very different again. Then you must put in that additional vow to have an open mind, not to like your going out or saying, if that one is your coming outside here, you have to ask for forgiveness. Then you vow from now onward not to be deluded by your past belief and all those things. Now it's based on understanding and cultivation. Whatever that you have developed as clear cut cultivation and genuinely understand, then you are done. This right view, this right understanding, right or the line you come, you must have. Then you will not go back to all this, all the wrong, what they call, way of practice and cultivation. Just like Amy, when he came to me, she came to me in the first retreat, I remember, she cried, you know, after the class, 9 o'clock, she cried. Then she came and asked me, why, brother Dio? She this life cannot understand or accept Mahayana. So because the conditioning from the, so I asked her to ask for forgiveness. Then I add in the word no. Misled, therefore her case is because certain life in the past, the misled thing happened. Because of that coming obstruction karma, you misled people, you will be misled. But luckily her parami was strong. Then there is affinity with the supreme vehicle. That's why after that, no more problem. So for your case, to break that one, ask for forgiveness. Then also add in the word, whomsoever from the distant past, whether you are knowingly or unknowingly cause any coming negativity or then add in the word misled. Yeah, your this is also same one. I think like you except it's in a different practice, Mister. Because you go and promote another without you knowing it and say this is good and what. Yeah, it's more of the method and that technique one. Then it's not the wisdom part. So when you do this, the coming obstruction is you lead people astray. You know, actually they go to that. Then for you to actually develop the coming thing, the obstruction will come. Where you reap what you sow, whoever you misled, there will be causes and conditions for you to go back to that one and also get misled. But with this life affinity with Pusian and the Dhamma and the understanding with all these causes and conditions, you should be beautiful, no problem, and you will progress very fast after that. Sadhu Deo. Okay, yeah, Sadhu. Summarize, then.
Rudy 这一次的这个 Cameron 的 retreat 真的是很 wonderful 啊、哦，让我第一次的知道我跟普贤菩萨的那个affinity 哦是这么样的 deep。以前 Brother 你都一直有跟我讲，可是我又好像没有 feel 到，没有
对
看
对
到
对
啊，这一次是真的是在
对
Cameron 让我去看
对对对对对，
到，所以。哦，要再更 diligence 的哦，更有 faith 哦，去 seek 他的 guidance protections 哦，跟这个guidance protections 跟那个blessing
blessing
哦 for 这个
blessing，
cultivations 哦，同时我也不是我忘记讲，当我一明白那个师父的 meaning 了以后，我也没有那个
Sadhu，
aspiration。我说我也希望，我也要 Brazil 的 nature 也能够成为我的师父。那个时候，我一 understand 的时候，我的第一个的那个 aspiration 就是这一个啊。所以我今天要分享到这里。
Let us rejoice. Sadhu,
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 Sadhu.
this is good sharing. Today one is very good. So if you have the faith, if we can develop the understanding and the faith, it can actually bring forth the causes and grounds for a lot of kayamita to speed up your cultivation, the resolve and all those things. Because you can witness it one, all this. It's not you hear say from somebody else. No. These are people who actually gone through the cultivation. Then, based on what happened, they can actually recollect back. Like now, so he can understand why actually all this are possible. Well, last time when I mentioned that he got very strong affinity, people say, because that trip, actually, if you have the training and the understanding, you see, you witness, you will know one. And that trip was a very special trip, actually. Our spiritual trip. When we were on the way there, immediately after we cross, about to reach, asleep behind us. Then that whole area was closed, so I don't know for how many days. Then on the day we were about to come out, there was news that it will be open that day. Then it's meant to be, they also don't know what to do. The driver tell them, he said, maybe we drive straight there, then we wait for the jam to clear. Then after that, I think also dare not make a decision. He came and talked to me. Then I said, okay, come. He talked to the driver. So luckily I went and talked to the driver. And it's meant to be. I asked the driver, I said, Sufu, Sufu. Driver also they call Sufu in China. I said, Yao ni da miss. I need him to advise me. So I asked him, I said, in China, if they say open, will it be open most of the time? He said, most of the time, if they promise you that time, it will be open one day. Then I said, if you go direct, you will be stuck there for how long? Oh, he said, very long. He said, by the time they open, according to schedule, it's at least 5, 6 hours. Then I said, okay, if we don't go that way, is there any alternative route? Then he reflected and contemplated. He said, yeah, you, is it a lot further, but worth going, is it? I said, why? He said, there are a lot of beautiful places where you all can also visit. And because of that, I felt good because I can trust the driver. Then I said, okay, we go that way. And you know, to our, without any knowing or expectation, we actually were very surprised. We took the alternating route. We saw all the four seasons within that day. There was one area the bus stop was snowing on, just that stretch. Then the other one is sunny, then spring,
booming. Then we visit actually four places, like the four seasons all there. And it's like meant to be. Then after we finish, we're supposed to merge back to the area where it's jammed. So when we hit the road there, it was actually jammed. But for a while, less than half an hour, then started moving. Actually, some of them cannot wait. They want to pee. They went to the bus. Then suddenly the driver said, "Yo, 上车了，要上车了，在前面走了." Then the driver contacted him. And then after that, we moved. Then we were so lucky because of the delay and all those things, we took a detour. The hotel, we supposed to stay, we can only reach at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. No? Then luckily, Mr. Called up the local guide boss. I think they have some relationship. So Mr. Er said, "Can we arrange an alternative hotel which is nearer?" Wow, they got contact, and they managed to arrange for us. We reached almost, I remember, about 9 to 10 p.m. Then we had dinner, then we had a good rest before we proceed the next day. So all this is like meant to be, will be, and it fall into place. And it's really very beautiful. That's why that trip is meant to be. And a lot of things happened. That trip, a lot of Kayametta was very joyful. Then, of course, there are a few that benefited. Song was the main one, and also benefited. After that, he become different. Also become different. The faith, everything. Then later on, we let him organize many more spiritual trips, which are all very beautiful. Okay, we better end. So we will share merit, transfer merit, and we end. Akasata Cheobumata Devanaga Mahittika Punyatam Anumoditva Chirarakantu Lokasasana Itta Vata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anumodantu Sabbasampati Siddhya Idam Me Nyatinam Hotu Sukhita Hontu Nyatayo Idam me nyatinam hotu sukhitam hontu nyatayo. Idam me nyatinam hotu sukhitam hontu nyatayo. Devo vasatu kalena sasasampati hetoce pito bhavatu lokoce raja bhavatu dhammiko. Imina punya kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Let me end. Start this.